Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he recaps Monday's City Council meeting. In that meeting, a very long meeting of a lot of talking, but things getting done. In that meeting, obviously, we talked about the camping, potential changes to camping ordinance in the city, rental inspection program, as well as a couple other public hearings and a couple other things when it comes to the code of ordinance and stuff here in Knoxville. First off, Aaron, take us through camping. A lot of debate about that at the beginning. Still nothing getting passed in that, but take us through where exactly the city is when it, in regards to changing the code when it comes to camping in city limits.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan. So, yeah, this is a conversation we've been having the last couple of meetings. And really, I think based on some things that have happened in the community, you know, obviously with the success of the raceway, folks really want to be able to camp and be close to the racetrack. We as a staff have seen an increase, and I would say this is year over year for the last several years, an increase in requests for camping. And so we really want to make sure we're preserving the property rights and quality of life for people who live in the community, who may not be, you know, expecting to live next to a future campground. And so, you know, we wanted to make sure we allow for, during those larger events, the 360, 410, and late model nationals, we definitely want to provide the spaces we know that we need in the community with so many visitors coming in. So we didn't want to change those things. But looking forward, and we think about the identity of our future of this community, you know, in the days to come, do we really want campgrounds all over the community? So what we're really focused on would be those outfits that would want to be operating week by week throughout the summer, and trying to help set some regulation there. And so as we went into the council meeting, we felt like we had an ordinance that was pretty well ironed out. We heard some comments, a lot of folks from the community with concerns, which is fine. And so the council decided it would be good to take a quick pause and maybe revisit that and maybe take it even to the next level in terms of detail and working out some of the specific instances, not to necessarily make it more aggressive, but to maybe actually put in a little more flexibility. So the issue ended up without any action at the meeting, other than we were told as a staff to take it back to the Planning and Zoning Commission and maybe set up a joint meeting with the folks from that group and the city council to just refine the ideas, continue the conversation, and work through it. You know, we really want to make sure we get this right. It can be a difficult balance to strike. We definitely want to be supportive of our racetrack and our race fans. At the same time, we do have an obligation to preserve the property rights of folks here in town, and we want to make sure we get that right. So we decided it'd be best to take our time and slow it down and make sure that we get that done in a way that will work best for everybody. So not necessarily a lot of news to give there, but, you know, just the update that we'll continue to look at that in meetings going forward.
Moving forward in the meeting, another topic that was a lengthy discussion as well was the rental inspection program. That actually getting passed in the meeting, but passed to kind of a limit. There are some things that the city is going to be doing with that going forward. Take the listeners through exactly what the rental inspection program, what got passed last night, and what we can expect here in the future.
Yeah, so last night's action, the council approved what I would call a foundation and a framework that will help us move forward. So language will be added to the code to provide for the rental inspection. And so with that foundation, the process will really get started. Now, we don't anticipate starting inspections next month or anything like that. So when I say getting the ball rolling, what we're really talking about is we as a city still have some legwork to do. We're going to need to identify those rentals. What we also want to do is make sure that our landlords have a good and a solid understanding of what the expectation is. Our hope definitely is that every landlord will pass on their first inspection and that we won't have to have a lot of re-inspections. And so we want to make sure those expectations are laid out there. And then we want to allow for time for our landlords to make the changes. If they need to make changes, maybe update some things with their property, we want to make sure those are getting addressed. And we understand that that might potentially mean using contractors, folks who are in high demand and may not be available next week. So we want to make sure that there's a sufficient amount of time for folks to get that work done. and do it in the right way. And so those are some of the logistics we'll need to work out. Also, a topic of conversation was the appeals process. We do know there will be a process for appeal. We have not identified who that group will be. We do know we will have a process for that. So I want to make sure people understand that. But at the same time, it's difficult. Our counterparts, for example, in Oskaloosa have a separate board that handles those appeals. We're a little bit reluctant just because we have vacancies with some of the boards we already have. And so we don't want to create a new board that we then immediately go out and have a trouble finding volunteers for that. And so we're working internally to try and identify some folks who might be willing to volunteer for that. And so some of those logistics will be worked out over the coming months. We'll definitely work to keep everybody informed, including meetings with the landlords to make sure they understand exactly what the expectations will be.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knikareless.com and click podcast.